Hello again from London, England. As we approach the end of our special series from abroad, featuring the greats of English movies and stage, we feel the series would not be complete without the presence of two Hollywood stars who have earned the admiration and affection of both England and the United States. We have had them and their two youngsters as guests on our theater before, and each time they have given, as we say, sock performances. Now, in our setup for this show, we'll have Bebe and Ben, Barbara and Richard Lyon, playing themselves in a story which shows what could happen to an American family living in England. Now, we don't say that it did happen, but it could. Incidentally, we have an audience for the first time in the history of our program. In a moment, the show. And now, here is our announcer.
Get him. Striped trousers and a monkey coat.
This is a morning suit.
Going to a funeral, Ben?
No, what makes you think that?
Well, you're wearing a morning suit, aren't you?
And why shouldn't I? This isn't Hollywood, this is London. And my motto is, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Do Romans dress like that, Pop?
All right. Make fun of me if you like, but you're going to feel very ashamed when you see the invitation I received this morning from Lord and Lady Harrowmead.
What invitation, Daddy?
Ah, Lord and Lady Harrowmead have invited us to spend a weekend with them at their winter castle at Much Haddam near Puddleton by neither Wallop Essex.
But there's no reason to put on an act. Look, Ben, you're an American film executive, not an English country squire.
Oh, I know, but I'm anxious that we should all behave like the landed gentry we'll be associating with. That's why I've advertised for a valet.
You've done what?
I've advertised for a ballot. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Are there any more waiting, Bebe?
One more, but it seems to me you should have been able to find at least one gentleman's gentleman among all those gentlemen's gentlemen.
Well, my dear, the last one was impossible.
What was wrong with him?
Didn't know a thing about cricket or fox hunting.
A real social drip, huh?
Oh, Bebe, I wish you'd stop using those frightful American expressions. I'll see the last applicant now.
I shall usher him in, Sir Loyan. You can come in now. The squire is in his study.
Thank you, madam.
Oh, this is Mr. Copperpot. Mr. Copperpot, this is Mr. Ben Lyon, Esquire.
The name, madam, is Copperwaite.
Oh, excuse me. What a shocking error on my part. Oh, Ben, old bean. I'll be in the drawing room if you want any fish and chips.
I'm sorry. Just a little joke we have between us. Fish and chips. American joke. We're Americans, you know.
Not really, sir. I never would have believed it. You seem as British as John Bull.
No kidding. I mean, by George, that's wizard. You know, I think I'm going to like you. Won't you sit down?
Oh, good heavens, sir. I'd never think of sitting in the presence of my potential employer, sir.
Well, naturally. How would you like to work for me?
But, sir, you haven't examined my references.
Oh, don't need to, old boy. I know the real thing when I see it, and you're okay by me. I mean, you are a past muster.
That's frightfully decent of you, sir.
Oh, not at all, not at all. And now,
Copperwaite, sir. However, I was affectionately known to my last employer as Coppers, sir.
Oh, splendid, splendid. Now then, Coppers, I presume you know all about fox hunting.
Only the fox knows more, sir.
Oh, that's swell. I mean, good show, good show. I suppose it's kind of silly to ask if you know all the customs. You know, what to do when you're presented at court, the right thing to wear when you're invited to a country place and all that sort of thing.
If I may say so, sir, in such matters, I'm an expert without peer.
Oh, and cricket?
I was weaned on the wicket, sir. My late master, the Earl of Mitchinminster, was all England, you know. I was his mentor.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Coppers. Well, you're what I'd call a real gentleman's gentleman.
Well, that's something of an understatement. We Copperweights have been gentlemen's gentlemen since before the signing of the Magna Carta. In fact, sir, my ancestor, Norick the Red, polished the armor of King Arthur at the Battle of Piccadilly in 1068.
Why, that's terrific. I mean, that's ripping. Now, look, Coppers, I want you to concentrate on one thing. I want you to give me that indefinable something that makes a Britisher a Britisher. Give me the works. Turn me into a native.
Well, as you Americans would say, it's a cinch.
What's all the noise about, B.B.? Cut it out. I want to sleep.
It's Copperweight, sir. Good morning.
Oh, where's B.B.? I mean, where's Mrs. Lyon?
Well, I warned her of the rigors of an English gentleman's morning, so she elected to sleep in Miss Barber's room.
What do you mean, rigors?
Oh, come, sir. The day is upon us.
The day? It's dark outside. What time is it?
6 o'clock, sir. Time enough to bathe and take a brisk trot in Rotten Row before breakfast.
Oh, is that really necessary, Coppers?
Sir, no English gentleman would think of starting the day without a tub and a brisk trot. Good for the liver, you know.
Oh, all right, Coppers.
Your bath is drawn, sir. And, sir, I've laid out your riding habit.
Oh, good show, Coppers, good show. I'll take my bath.
Yeah, splendid. I shall call the stable and tell them you're ready.
Far away with his hounds and his horn in the morning. Ah,
cheerio,
Copper,
old
boy. Jolly fine day, eh, what?
Indeed, sir. How did you enjoy your ride in the Rose?
Oh, top hole. Never felt better in my life, old boy. Breakfast ready?
Yes, sir. Tea is poured.
Oh, not tea again. Can't I have coffee?
May I remind you, sir, tea for breakfast is very, very British. I should have thought you'd be used to it after a week, sir.
Well, I'm not. I don't think I'll ever get used to the darn stuff.
Dashed, sir, remember?
Sorry, Coppers. I meant dashed stuff.
No, that's better. And may I say, sir, that you look the very epitome of an English gentleman in your hunting togs?
By George, do I really? How frightfully decent of you to say so.
Hi, Pop. Hi, Coppers.
Good morning, Master Richard. I'll fetch your porridge.
That guy kills me. He's just like Arthur Treacher, isn't he, Pop?
Oh, Richard, I wish you'd refrain from calling me Pop, particularly in front of others.
But, Pop...
In the future, I wish you'd address me as Pater.
Pater?
Yes, my boy. Yes, Pater.
But my friend Cyril doesn't call his father Pater, and he's a real...
Richard?
Okay, if you want it that way. Hi, Pater.
Oh, don't say hi.
Okay, good morning, Pater.
Ah, that's better.
Good morning, Father. Beastly day, isn't it? Our English weather, you know. But I suppose we'll muddle through.
Huh?
Say, Pater, Barbara's sure assimilating quickly, isn't she?
Oh, Barbara. Is your mother up yet?
Mother will be down in a mo.
Pater used to be later than Mater. But now Mater's later than Pater.
Really, Richard. Must you talk like a moron?
It runs in the family. I take after my sister. Or are you my satyr?
Why, you little plebeian, you are.
Stop it, you two.
Good morning, kid. Good morning, Your Grace. Did Your Royal Highness sleep well?
I don't think that's funny.
Oh, Ben, where's your sense of humor?
There's nothing wrong with my sense of humor, but I must say you all need a little lesson in manners. Copper says in England the master of the house is shown deference by the entire family. Take breakfast, for example. You should all be at the table when I come down and when I walk in.
Yeah, we should all fall flat on our faces and face the east.
I choose to ignore that remark. Copper says that you're not supposed to start eating until I sit down.
But you sit down so seldom these days since you've taken up horseback riding.
That's beside the point. You're not supposed to start eating until I do.
Wait a minute, Ben. What century is Copper's living in?
Tradition, my dear. That's the answer. And now as to the matter of dress. Richard dresses abominably.
Oh, gee, thanks, Pop. I always try to be careful.
He means you dress as sloppy as ever.
Who asked you?
Barbara's right, Richard. Copper said your correct dress for informal occasions is an Eton jacket and short trousers.
Oh, but my dead body. He'd look ridiculous. None of the boys he knows dress like that.
Mother, please. Father's only trying to help us.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I'm glad you feel that way because there's something I'd like to say to you.
Oh, anything, Father. What is it?
In the future, I must ask that you never go out in the evening without a chaperone.
That's the thanks I get for sticking up for you. Gee, Dad, I think you're a stinker.
Barbara, you may leave the table.
Attaboy, Pater.
Pater?
Well, B.B., maybe that is overdoing it a bit. Perhaps the children should just refer to me as Sir.
Sir? Gee, Pop, have you been knighted?
Well, no. Not yet. But over here, it's customary to address your elders as Sir.
Yes, sir.
I said your elders.
Richard, if you finish your breakfast, you can go. I've got a few things to say to your father.
Oh, Mom, I've always got to go just when things get interesting.
Richard?
Okay, Mom.
Another cup of tea, my love?
No, and I don't want any more of this ridiculous act of yours. It's nothing but sheer affectation.
How can you say such a thing like that?
It came easy.
What do you mean, affectation? All right, be stubborn. We've been accepted into the cream of British society, and you're not doing a thing to help. As for me, I'm going all out. Do you know why I'm wearing these hunting togs today?
Yes, I know. You're having your picture taken as the man of distinction.
Nothing of the sort. It's because I've learned that Lord Harrowmead takes his guests fox hunting every weekend. And I shall be ready. Yes, I shall be ready to ride to the hounds.
If you ask me, it looks more like you're going to the dogs.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of It's Not Cricket, co-starring B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon. And now, here is our announcer.
Lyon and their family have arrived for the weekend. They're awaiting your pleasure in the study.
Benjamin B. Lyon? Never heard of him. Katie, my dear, who the blazes is Benjamin B. Lyon? Did we invite him here for the weekend?
No, dear.
Well, then who is he?
Oh, dear me. Something dreadful's happened. I must have mixed the envelopes.
What envelopes?
Well, you see, I was sending out invitations for the weekend, and at the same time, I was sending requests for people to appear in my variety charity concert. I must have muddled them.
Muddled what?
The Hemingway Lyon's envelope and Ben Lyon's envelope. Oh, this is too awful.
Oh, don't upset yourself, my dear. What does it matter?
What does it matter? Hemingway Lyon will never speak to me again. Can you imagine asking a King's Counsel to do a variety act?
Yes, it's a bit awkward. What about this other chap, this Ben Lyon? Who's he?
Oh, you know, dear. He's that man who's always on the wireless.
Great Scott, you don't mean to say you invited that dreadful ball? Well, that so-called star of Hell's Angels.
Oh, Uncle, I think it's wonderful. That will mean Richard will be here.
Richard who, Cyril?
My best friend, Richard Lyon. Oh, you'll like him, Uncle. You'll like the whole family. They're so natural. Just like us. And they have a wonderful sense of humor.
Well, perhaps it won't be too bad after all. Walter, show me, will you?
Very good, my lord.
Joe, don't you think you should put on your shoes and take off your muffler?
What for? You've just heard Cyril say the Lyons are just like us.
Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin B. Lyon, Miss Barbara Lyon, and Master Richard Lyon.
Sire, it is with great humility that I step across the threshold of this ancient moat to mingle with you, her ladyship, and the ghosts of your ancestors.
I say, don't tell me Cousin Charles is roaming about again.
Now, Hemingway Lyon.
Hello, everybody.
Hemingway, I'd like to say something to you in private.
And I'd like to say something to you in public. I've never been so pleased with anything in my life.
Please?
Yes, Katie, how did you know my secret ambition was always to be a variety artist?
You, a variety artist?
Don't be cagey, Katie, dear. You knew it all the time. I have my whole act set. Wait till you hear it. Side-splitting. I start out by saying, hiya, folks. Speaking of hotels, I went to a hotel yesterday and I said to the clerk, can you give me a room and bath? And the clerk said, I can give you a room, but you'll have to take your own bath.
Joe, put down that vase. Why don't you go out to the stables and see if everything's in order for the hunt tomorrow?
Ah, the hunt. To think in the morning we'll be riding to hounds.
Why, Lyon, I had no idea you knew anything about fox hunting.
Oh, my dear fellow. If I must say so in all modesty, only the fox knows more.
Splendid! You and I will lead the field.
Hi, Mother.
Hello, kids. Hello, Cyril. How was the fox hunt?
You really missed something, Mom.
Yeah, I must have missed something. I heard everybody laughing when they rode in. What happened?
What happened? You should have seen the master of the hounds when Pop yelled, "Hooray, I've caught the little son of a gun."
Will you stop laughing and tell me what happened?
I'll tell you, Mother, and it wasn't funny. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. When the field started, Daddy spurred his horse and went charging over the countryside all by himself, screaming, "Tally-ho! Tally-ho!"
Pop's yelling must have scared the fox because it climbed a tree.
Then Daddy jumped off his horse, vaulted the hedge, and climbed the tree after the fox.
Yeah, the master of the hounds was pretty sore, but everybody else laughed so hard they almost fell out of their saddles.
Oh, your poor father. He must have died of embarrassment.
Here he comes now, Mother.
Don't rub it in, kids. He probably is very upset.
Whoa, offspring! Hi-ho, Cyril! Oh, hello, BB O'Gill.
Stop pretending, Ben. We know how badly you feel. You feel awful, don't you?
Awful? Why, on the contrary. As they say in America, I feel right in the groove.
I really mean to say you don't know what you've done.
Indeed, I do, and I feel very proud of myself. I caught the little beggar.
I know you did. Right by the tail.
Say, Pop, I'll bet you get the brush for that.
Why? What did I do wrong?
Richard doesn't mean that kind of a brush, Mr. Lyon. He means the fox's tail as a trophy of the hunt.
Well, here's your stirrup cup, BB O'Gill. Chin up.
Down the hatch. Then I want to talk to you privately.
Oh, not now, dear. There's Hemingway. Cheerio there, Hemingway.
Ah, our old friend Lyon. And Miss Daniels. Or should I say, Daniels in the lion's den.
I bet you've never heard that one before.
Not lately.
I say, Miss Daniels, or should I say Mrs. Lyon?
At the moment, I'd rather be called Miss Daniels.
Very good, very good. Are you interested in boat racing?
I'm afraid not, but I'd certainly like to know how the Dodgers made out this year.
I'm afraid I don't know. Do you know how the Dodgers made out this year, Lyon?
Afraid not, actually. You see, I've never been interested in baseball. Cricket's more my game, actually.
I didn't know you were a cricket enthusiast.
Enthusiast? Why, I was weaned on the wicket.
Then you must meet Lord Mitchinminster. I say, Mitchie, old boy, I'd like you to meet Mr. Ben Lyon. Lyon's a great cricketer, too. He said he was weaned on the wicket.
Ben, don't you think it's time you change for lunch?
Later, dear, later. How do you do, Lord Mitchinminster? This is a very, very great pleasure. My manservant, Coppers, tells me your father pitched for Surrey.
You mean bowled for Surrey. Father was all England.
Oh, yes, of course, that's right. Coppers also tells me your father had the greatest giggly in the empire.
Don't you mean googly?
Googly, giggly, giggly, googly, what's the difference? I was using the Australian pronunciation. You see, I had a googly once, long ago when I first started cricketing, but somebody stole it.
Mr. Lyon, googly is the method of bowling the ball. How could anyone steal it?
Well, I mean someone stole my style. You know, you understand, don't you?
Ben, I think you left your bath water running.
Oh, no, I didn't, dear. Lord Mitchinminster, Copper says every time your father made a three-base hit at the Lords, the whole crowd stood and cheered.
I'm afraid this Mr. Copper's is a bit mixed up. You see, there are no bases in cricket. The equivalent of a base in cricket is one of those wickets you were weaned on.
I... are you sure?
Quite sure. See you later, Lyon. Come along, Hemingway.
Ben, I don't know what kind of a game Coppers has been teaching you, but it's not cricket.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, dear. Coppers is an authority on everything. Look, here comes Colonel Brittington Smith, Master of the Hounds. He's probably going to present me with a brush.
You're so right. Ben, you better leave now.
Oh, there you are, Lyon. I want to talk to you about the hunt this morning.
Oh, how nice of you, Colonel. But it was nothing, really nothing at all.
I'm glad you feel that way about it, because naturally I can't give you the brush.
Oh, but I caught the fox.
I know you did, but you see, old chap, you should have taken your horse up the tree with you. better luck next time. And by the way, if you come again, don't forget to bring your lasso.
Hi, Mater. Hey, what are you packing for?
We're going home.
What's the matter? You sore about something?
Where's Coppers?
He just went out to get you a spot of tea. Anything wrong?
Everything's wrong. Coppers!
I say, Father, you're in a dreadful flap.
Keep quiet or talk like a human being.
Good day, sir. Did you call?
You're darn right I called.
Dashed, sir.
I said darn, and that's what I mean. Now then, who taught you about cricket and riding to the hounds?
Well, sir, my late...
Give
master...
me a straight answer or I'll give you a swift kick in the seat of your pants.
Okay, Mr. Lyon, you got me. But honestly, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Hey, wait a minute. What happened to that English accent of yours?
Assumed, like yours. I'm an American, too. You see, Mr. Lyon, I'm an actor. I was stranded over here, and I was broke, and, well, I saw your ad in the paper, and I played English valets in a lot of Noel Coward plays, and I thought maybe I might get away with it.
Oh, well, I suppose the name Copperweight's a phony, too.
Yeah, my real moniker's Jim Nolan. I really feel like a heel about this, Mr. Lyon. I wouldn't have done it for anything, but, well, I needed a job. I guess I'd better be going.
Oh, wait a minute, Coppers. Come to my office in the morning. We're starting a new picture. There's a part in it for an English butler. Think you can handle it?
But my dear sir, the Copperweights have been gentlemen's gentlemen for generations. My ancestor, Norick the Red...
Oh, no. This is where we came in.
Well, sir, I'll see you in the morning. And thank you.
You know, Ben, you're a pretty nice guy. I'm kind of glad I married you. Come in.
Lion, old chap, why are you backing?
Well, I think it's high time, don't you? Sorry I wrecked your fox hunt, Lord Haramead.
Wrecked you? Don't talk nonsense. You were terrific. You taught us an entire new set of rules.
Wait a minute. Stop kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. That was a splendid idea of yours, calling tally-ho every few seconds. Kept the hunt in such a turmoil, it gave the fox a much better chance to get away. Much more sporting, you know.
But Colonel Smith was very upset.
Oh, bother Colonel Smith. He's a drip.
Well, what does drip mean in England?
Same thing as it means in America. Well, come on down to lunch. Wouldn't have you leave for a million. I haven't enjoyed a day so much since the vicar tripped on ferry. Well, come on down, all of you. Oh, yes, and Katie says she wants you here every weekend.
Hey, did you hear that? Katie wants us here every weekend. What do you say to that, B.B.?
Well, I say you made a home run, darling. Or as they say in England... You bowled a maiden over on a sticky wicket, and that is cricket.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of It's Not Cricket, starring the Lyon family, who will return in just a moment. And here are our stars, the Lyon family. B.B. Daniels, Ben Lyon, Richard and Barbara. It was just like old times, folks. You know, you took me right back to our shows in the States.
A quick trip, eh, Les?
Ben, the show is over.
That's all right, B.B. As a big executive with 20th Century Fox, Ben can be allowed a few tired businessmen gags.
Well, I like that. I'll have you know
Ben,
one...
Ben, seriously, Les. It was a lot of fun doing a show with you again, and we're glad to be able to say hello to the folks back home.
Well, kids, I'm certain that the folks back home are just as glad to hear you again. Now, B.B., Ben, Barbara, Richard, thanks very much for a good show, and I hope to see you before another year. Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Goodbye, Les. Bye.
Next week, we'll be speaking to you from our regular stamping grounds in Hollywood. And we'll be presenting our own American movie and radio stars in plays written especially for their talents and for your pleasure. We've enjoyed our little trip to England, and we hope, what's more, that all of you have enjoyed our presentations of these English stars and programs, and that they have been an interesting change for you. However, speaking for ourselves at least, we'll be very happy to be back home. Music for It's Not Cricket was written and conducted by Del Castillo. Our writers were Val Burton and Bud Lesser, and the program is produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell. Once again, saying I'll see you next week from Hollywood.